John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is the heavy metal episode. Were you going to say it or should I?
I don't know, man. Episode 38, part 2.
38.2. Yeah, we usually do it on part 3, but this time it's part 2.
Because we have a truncated show tonight, John.
Truncated.
It is the heavy metal episode.
Heavy metal episode.
All right, John, before we get into it. Just a couple of comments, and what we have coming up, fans, is our top 10 doables of all time, what you'll want to stick around for. A couple of miscellaneous things, John. Mark from Malta. Dude, man, I'm on it. I got your email, and I'm going to take care of that tomorrow. So by the time you hear this, you'll be taken care of. And what I'm talking about, John, is the No Child Left Behind contest. Mark from Malta was a winner.
Oh, right.
I sent him an Apple certificate.
You welcher.
I sent him an Apple certificate, and Apple said, hey, we're not taking we crap from Malta. So they had to credit my account, and I have to think of something else for Mark. And Mark helped me out. He sent me an email, and I'll take care of him. Not only that, M. Toma didn't get it right, but he participated, John. And that's important to me.
Yeah, so when are you going to get the t-shirts done?
He's going to get a... Can I get to that next?
Oh, that's, okay.
See, I have A. This is A. And then I have B. That'll be the t-shirts. So, M. Toma.
Am I jumping the gun?
You will be getting a consolation prize. And I'm going to take care of that tomorrow. So, by the time you hear this, it may have already been taken care of. My next topic, John, was t-shirts.
Special dick in the ass.
We need to go ahead and pick t-shirts and get the ball rolling there. Because I got like $2,000 in cash, and I need to spend that now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because the wife found out about it.
What?
So.
How did that happen? You had it laying around? What's this? Your drug stash?
I did have it in a jar. And the two, actually, it's like $2,200. The $2,200 is from all the gig money we've made. I've just put it in a jar. And I'm ready to spend it on TTN stuff, man.
Awesome.
But the wife found out about it. So I got to spend it before she decides to decides to do something smart with it and deposit it. You know what I'm saying? All right, my last miscellaneous. Next podcast, not this podcast, folks, but next podcast, I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to present a theory, John, of why Arrowwolf and the Lerve, that's Arrowwolf and the Lerve.
Are one and the same?
Are the same person.
Really?
Yes.
No.
That'll be a theorized topic on our next podcast, because I don't have my detailed documentation with me at this time. But Arrowwolf and the Lerve are the same person. That's the title of the thesis.
Wow. That's groundbreaking, probably.
That's all I have for
miscellaneous
things.
You could win the Nobel Peace Prize.
The Peace Prize?
I don't know. What is it?
Well, there's a lot of Nobel Prizes. There's for physics, economics, and they have a Peace Prize, of course. Yes, but I plan on winning mine in physics, John.
Now, that thesis will be covering physics?
Yes, it will be
the
covering
Lerve
physics.
The Lerve and...
Space-time
continuum?
The Arrowwolf and Lerve?
Yeah.
I don't know what Nobel category that would fall under. Would it be peace?
I don't know.
They're not at war with each other.
I don't know. Well, maybe.
Who knows? Maybe Arrowwolf is the left testicle and the Lerve is the right testicle.
We don't know.
It could a bunghole could be involved. We don't know.
Because we haven't heard from him in a while. We've gotten a lot of positive stuff from Arrowwolf.
Yes, very positive. Although there was one negative comment out there about
which
Arrowwolf.
I appreciate that positive
stuff. And I didn't
agree
with that negative aura. I just don't agree with that. All right, John. I was picking my nose at the same time.
That's nice.
The focus of this episode, I'm sorry, this part of this episode, John, is John and Scott's top 10 doables. Now, somebody started a thread quite a while ago on our forum.
Yeah.
And I decided that we should cover this on air and then post our top 10. And I've been dying to post my top 10, John. I want to get my top 10 out there. I don't want to be late. You know, I don't want to turn it in late.
Yeah.
Like Tony Hearn.
Right.
I want to be on time. But unfortunately, we're late because it's like 8 weeks later and we finally have our top 10 together.
Damn.
Presentable for this podcast.
All right. Well, let's go to the music.
John, why don't you give us your number 10?
My number 10, Scott, is Katie Couric. Katie Couric is my number 10, Scott.
You're shitting me, man. Right?
I wouldn't shit you. You're way too tall.
You didn't
it would
take
hurt
this
my
seriously.
Ass.
You took this seriously?
Yeah.
Is this a joke?
Yeah, no, it's no joke. Shut up. That is my number 10.
Who's
it's,
number 9? Oprah?
Hey, it's my top 10. Not yours, asshole.
Oh, that definitely wouldn't be on mine. You got
up,
that right.
I wake up to Katie every morning.
In what state?
Right here, Illinois.
But do you wake up with...
Oh.
Oh, is Phil ever going to get here or what?
I hope not.
I think Phil should arrive shortly or we're going to cut him off.
What's your number 10?
Well, before we get to my number 10, John, I have some honorable mention. I can't believe that Katie Couric shit. That's
Shut
a joke,
up!
Right?
You know, this is why I didn't want to do this. Because okay. I would get harassed by you. I knew it.
All right, here's my honorable mention.
I've been working on this for 4 months.
Terry Garr, Young Frankenstein.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You make fun of mine and that bug-eyed long neck turkey of hers? What the fuck?
Not Shelley Duvall, you stupid
it's the
ass.
Same looking
Terry Garr.
Yeah, she's the blonde version of olive oil.
Oh, that's BS. I'm talking about Terry Garr and Young Frankenstein.
Okay.
Honor. This is honorable mention.
Oh, sorry.
Apollonia from Purple Rain.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Karen
okay.
Allen
I like
from
that.
Raiders.
Oh,
now remember,
yeah.
These are all honorable mentions.
And you can see her muff when the wind's blowing on her silken gown when she's on the ship.
Oh yeah,
with the Jamaican dude.
I don't remember that part.
Oh yeah, you could see the Mounds Venus.
See
no,
the camel
you could just see the mound.
The Mounds Venus.
Yeah, all that's
right.
It.
Next on Scott's honorable mention,
you could see the pubic bone.
Linda Harrison from the Planet of the Apes.
What the fuck? In the ape costume?
No, no, no. The chick.
Oh,
the
can
chick
I talk?
Who can't talk.
I can talk. Like Charlton Heston could understand anyway.
Like he would need to. It's
damn
better that you
yo.
Can't understand.
Damn you!
Next
damn.
On my honorable mention, Jenny McCarthy. And
all right,
last,
get on with this. Is this the top 10 or your
honorable
top 25?
These are my honorable mention. AJ Johnson, John. That's my first.
Is that a guy?
That's my first. It's not, you fucker.
AJ Johnson.
AJ Johnson.
The big basketball player.
This is my first. My first
oh,
African American
Johnson
on the list.
I thought you said Magic Johnson.
No, AJ. No. This is my first
BJ
African
Armstrong
on the list, John. That means I have more than one. This
did
is my first one.
BJ Armstrong?
I did not.
No.
I said AJ Johnson.
Okay.
Anyway, she's the chick in House Party, the movie House Party.
Yeah.
Who lived in the projects.
Right.
I thought
House
she was
party.
As fine
with,
as all get out,
Eraserhead and what was the other dude?
Right,
Skin
but when
play?
She started dancing with that chick from Martin Lawrence, damn.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Whatever.
Let's get to my number 10, it. John.
Yeah, can we finally? Holy shit! We've been waiting so long.
Oh yeah, I'm. Oh, dude, man, you were right about that stuff.
I told you. Goddamn music. Holy shit.
Alright, pull yourself together, man.
I did my number 10 already. You've been on number 10 for 8 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. Pull your shit together so I can get on with my number 10. Damn it.
Why do I get to pull myself together?
Alright, Chad. My number 10.
David Letterman.
You might have to stop, man. All right, man. I'm a professional and I'm going to pull it together.
All right.
My number 10, John, is my biggest doable.
Biggest cock.
Meaning she's the tallest, the heaviest, and the biggest measurements of my top 10 doables, John. And my number 10 is Anna Nicole Smith.
Oh, my God. 2 years ago?
Well, yeah, 5 years ago. Who comes in at 5'11"? This is the statuesque model that started out as a Guess Jeans model. Becoming Playboy's Playmate of the Year in 93. That's when I'll do her, John. 93. Who into acting in The Hudsucker Proxy and Naked Gun 33 to 3rd. Met her husband when she was a topless dancer in Houston.
Gonna hear all this history.
She worked at a fried chicken restaurant, married one of the cooks.
Wow.
And later divorced. Then she married, who doesn't know this, Howard Marshall when she was 26. And he was 90. I have enough money when I'm 90 to pull something like that off.
Hey, come over here. I got a hard on.
She was awarded $88 million from her estate of her late husband, but has denied the claim that she also owed interest on that money.
I know it's a little wrinkly. Just put a popsicle stick and some duct tape around it, and you'll be fine, baby.
And that's my number 10, John.
That's great.
Thank you.
You want to know my number 9?
I would love to hear your number 9.
Number 9 for John. Lindsay Wagner. The Bionic Woman, Jamie Summers.
Jamie Summers. We can make it better.
Yeah, faster.
Hotter.
They were talking about her twat. The Bionic Pussy.
Moister. Tighter. Hey, man. Pull that shit together.
Tighter.
Are you finished with your number 9?
Yeah, number 9.
You're done?
That's it. I didn't know we had to do a book report.
Fuck.
All right, I'm ready. My number 9, John, is Donna Reed from It's a Wonderful Life. She comes in at 5'7".
What you got all the... comes in... What, that filly comes in at 5'7", weighing in at 293 pounds.
And 170...
years old by now.
Did you know at 17 she was 2003's fifth hottest teen female star?
What?
Wait a minute, man.
What year?
I had the wrong page.
So we waited all this time for that bullshit.
It was BS, wasn't it? All right, let me get my shit together, man.
Could you tell us that history tidbit again, Scott?
Donna Reed was born in Iowa, dude. Despite her association with the squeaky clean and conservative 50s, Reed became an anti-nuclear activist and anti-Vietnam protester. She also founded the group Another Mother for Peace.
Oh, that's nice.
And she was the woman on the cover of Rush's Permanent Waves album. Is modeled after her, John. Her measurements are 34B, 2434. That was measured in 1954, John.
In her casket?
Clearly, long before she passed away.
Oh. Nice.
That's my number 9, Donna Reed.
My number 8, Scott. Linda Carter, Wonder Woman.
That's hot, man. She was hot.
I wanted her to tie me up with that truth rope. And her boobs were like exploding out of that suit. She had some big hooters.
No doubt.
So that's my number 8.
And the golden bracelets.
I have no measurements. I can look them up, I guess. I don't have anything.
Right. Just go to IMDb. They give you all this shit. All right.
What's
no
yours?
Doubt. I'm trying to figure that out right now, John. I didn't number them. And they're on many different pages. And I'm trying to reprioritize them right now.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. I've got it, John. I've got it.
What are we on? 8?
Number 8. No, I'm on number 7. 10, 9, 8. No, I'm
no,
on number 8.
God damn it.
Number 8. Woo! After winning a performing scholarship to Syracuse University, she left school and tried to make it in New York show business. She began entering beauty contests in 1984, eventually winning Miss New York.
What the fuck is this? The Price is Right?
First African-American Miss America. During her reign, some nude girly girl photos taken while she was in New York surfaced in Penthouse magazine. Although the photos were taken before the beauty contest victory, she was forced to resign her crown, John. My number 8 is Vanessa Williams. And John, she comes in at 5'6", and she's the second African-American on my list.
Is there a requirement?
Woo!
Is there a requirement or something? I didn't know.
No,
I wish you would have told me.
There is no requirement. I'm just stating that because my wife pointed out a Newsweek magazine article to me today that said men who are attracted to African-American women are generally homosexual
gay
as well. So there you have it.
All right. Well, my number 7.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Rachel from Spike and Rachel.
Oh, that's hot, man. That's hot.
Top 10 doables, number 7.
You don't have any measurements?
No. I think they're on her website.
All right. Yeah, if you want to check out Rachel, go to spikeandrachel.com.
And you could link to her site.
Which we don't know what it is. But the link is at spikeandrachel.com, and that's the important thing, John.
Yeah.
My number 7, John. She turned down a larger role in Cuffs because she was asked to do a nude scene. She responded, "My mother worked too hard for me to take my clothes off in my first movie." She, mother and half sister are country singers, John. Do you know who my number 7 is?
No.
Ashley Judd.
Oh, right.
And she comes in at 5'7". Do you know she used to work cleaning her mom and sister's tour bus for $10 a day?
Wow.
Did you know that she was named one of the 50 most beautiful people in the world by People Magazine?
By your People Magazine?
In 96, 2000, and 2002?
By my People Magazine?
She was
magazine.
Ranked number 20 in FHM Magazine's 100 Sexiest Women in the World. Well, fuck that list, because she's number 7 on mine, John. And that's what's important. Did you know she's fluent in French? And she could have had Pamela Anderson's role in Home Improvement, but wanted to concentrate on making it in the movies instead. And she was once considered for the female lead in Million Dollar Baby.
Every broad was considered for home improvements.
I'm talking about considered for Million Dollar Baby.
No, I'm talking about the TV show.
Right. She could have stepped in, but
she
didn't.
Every broad has been offered that job.
No doubt.
My number six, Anne Margaret. Bye bye, Birdie.
Anne Margaret. Nice.
Bye bye, Birdie days.
Bye bye, Birdie. Is that black and white?
No, it's color. It's
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke.
Like I like to
it's
say.
It's a comedy?
Penis Van Lesbian.
It's a comedy then.
Yeah, it's a musical comedy.
I'll have to check that out. What's it called?
Bye Bye Birdie.
Bye Bye Birdie. I'm gonna sign up for that.
Bye Bye Birdie.
On Netflix.
Yeah.
My number six, John.
It features Richard or Penis Von Lesbian, other known as Dick Van Dyke. That's a Mary Tyler Moore joke.
I'm going to treat this now as a quiz because I'll go ahead and read you a couple of clues, John, and see if you can guess who my number six is.
All right.
She had great success as a young model, including the beginning of a long relationship with Victoria's Secret, John. She's also
Tara Banks.
Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Tara Banks.
But her truly spectacular success was when she posed nude in Playboy magazine in 1991.
Playboy.
It would be her first of several. Yeah, sure enough, this accelerated her career, and soon she achieved the status of supermodel, appearing in several music videos, which further increased her status. She had a relationship with Warren Beatty, callously ended it to take up with rock star Axl Rose.
Oh, who the hell's that?
On the cover of the 1990 Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, and she was chosen one of the People magazine's most beautiful people in the world in 1994.
Pamela Anderson?
One of the world's true supermodels. She has been in the pinnacle of her profession for more than a decade.
Are you going to answer me?
It's Stephanie Seymour.
Oh, whatever.
She comes in at 5'10", just an inch under my tallest doable top 10, who I can't even remember who that was. And yes, that's my number six.
Are we sick of this music yet?
I don't even hear it, man.
My number five, right?
Yeah, number five.
Farrah Fawcett, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh,
Farrah
man, damn
Fawcett.
She even make my honorable
from
mention.
Charlie's Angels. Yeah, I used to jerk off to like a furry poster I had of hers in that red bathing suit. You could see her nipples
what do you
like
mean,
hard.
Furry.
It was like a rug.
You had a rug poster?
Yeah,
like
it was
that?
Like a rug poster of Farrah Fawcett.
Oh, damn, dude. What did you do with that? That's got to be worth like $10,000.
I laid on that fucking
or
thing.
Or more.
I'd lay on it.
Is that the one where she had sex written in her hair?
Yes.
Subliminally, John?
That's it.
And then the number two pencil erasers?
Yeah. It was hot.
No doubt.
I'd get the old...
That's an excellent selection, John. I completely forgot about that one. That really didn't even make my honorable mention. Can I update my honorable mention?
You can do what you want, man. It's your list.
My number five, John. And yeah, if you want to change that song to anything else, that would be okay with me.
We'll go back to this.
My number five, John, is a straight-A student at school. She excels at math and science, and she also enjoys gymnastics, swimming, and ice skating. Singing, biking, reading, writing, and listening to John and Scott ATC Total Talk Nonsense.
Is this a tampon commercial? Swimming, skating, and biking. And it won't pop out. It's got wings.
That's funny, John. At 17, she was the fifth hottest teen female star, one of People magazine's 50 most beautiful people in 2004, ranked number 10 in FHM's 100 sexiest women in the world in 2005. At age 7, she got a dress she got to dress as garbage for a Halloween skit on Late Night with David Letterman. That was in 1982. My number five, John, if you can't guess, is Lindsay Lohan, 5'5". And Rick got me the Vanity Fair with Lindsay Lohan on the cover. And the cover is the only photograph worth having, John. There's some shots inside. They're okay, but the cover
really
is what's hot. And Lindsay, will you stop dyeing the hair blonde and just go back to the redhead? Unless that was a dye job. Who knows?
Yeah, probably.
But I think she's a natural. Stay with the natural redhead, you stupid ass. Blonde and freckles, that doesn't work.
Stay with the natural.
Stay with the natural. And forget that bulimia crap. Start eating right. Take care of yourself.
Yeah,
you're talented.
No doubt.
Damn it. So that was my number five, John.
Number five. Oh, number four. I'm doing number four, right?
Number four.
She's appeared in lots of movies. The One Red Shoe. Red Shoe.
Yeah.
Or something like that with Tom Hanks. Is that what it's called? The Red Shoe?
The Red Shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She's also appeared with Mark Hamill.
Mm-hmm.
You know her as Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher.
Right, right. No doubt. And she's the daughter of Bobby Fisher, right?
That's my number four out of the top 10 most doables.
My number four, John, of top 10 most doables. Hey, maybe we should have said what our requirements were for the top 10 doables. Did we even cover that?
No. Were there any?
Well, they were.
I had no idea.
Here's how I thought of it, John. This is the top 10 doables of all time. Go back through history and pick somebody and when in history they were doable and making them doable to you. Yes. Does that make sense?
To me. Yeah.
Yes, to you.
Yeah, I'm happy with this list.
Top 10 doables.
I'm not going to go Greta Garbo. Forget it.
Right. Okay. No doubt. Well, I went back in time. I grabbed Donna Reed, man.
You're a freak.
I am, aren't I?
Yeah.
All right, John, then I'll move on to my number four. My number four, John, is... She was born in 1966 at the oil boom town of Coatzacoalcos, Mexico.
This is your life.
She was freely admitted that she and her brother Sammy were spoiled rotten by her well-to-do Lebanese Mexican businessman.
Did I get the wrong music? Should this be Jeopardy or what?
And her Mexican-born opera singing mother, after having seen Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory at the local theater, she decided she wanted to become an actress.
I'll take singing Latinos for 45.
Made the cut.
That was funny, John.
People Magazine's 50 Most Beautiful People list twice, John. In 1996 and 2003, she ranked 31 in Stuff Magazine's 100 Sexiest Women in the World. She was ranked 8th of the 100 Sexiest Women by FHM. And she's dyslexic, John, but she's fluent in English, Arabic, Spanish, and Portuguese. She's a good friend of Penelope Cruz and was friends with Ashley Judd.
Wait, here's her. She's asking Bush a question.
She played a stripper twice. Do you know what it is, John?
What are you going to do?
I think it's this broad asking him a question here.
That's right. You're right. It's Selma Hayek.
Selma
from Desperado. She's comes in at 5'2", John. I think she's the shortest woman on my list.
My problem is, the question I have for you.
Yeah, that's Selma Hayek.
What are you doing in the borders? You know, we try to secure the United States.
The United States.
So that's my number four, Selma Hayek, coming in at 5'2".
That's fan fucking tastic, Scott. All right. What are we at, three?
Number three.
My number three, she appeared as a... on the cover of Sports Illustrated for the swimsuit edition back in 19... Who the fuck knows? She's often featured on the Killian's Red stand-up poster.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Anything else?
Do you know who it is?
No.
That'd be Kathy Ireland.
Mm-hmm. She played a place kicker in some movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I forget...
And the whole movie, I was waiting, okay, when is she going to take her top off, man? Never happened. Never happened.
Number three, Kathy Ireland.
That's hot. My number three, John. She is Welsh. She
her first name Raquel?
Came to the success came to the actress when she caught the eye of Steven Spielberg during the TV miniseries Titanic. Her performance so struck the famous Spielberg that the producer immediately suggested for her the female lead in the film Mask of Zorro.
Nice.
The performance was so electrifying that she went on to star opposite Sean Connery in Entrapment. She was chosen one of 1998's most beautiful people. She ranked number 50 on VH1's 100's Hottest Hotties. Speaks Welsh fluently, John. And you know, the thing about all the women on my list, they're intelligent, John.
You know, my submarine does not react well to bullets,
you know,
Scott.
Why?
I'll put my submarine in her.
It's because I have the ability to assess a woman's intelligence just by looking at her, John. Looking at her.
You got to be kidding me.
And the intelligent ones turn me on.
Do you think she's intelligent?
That's why
she married
so
Michael Douglas, you fool. She can't be that fucking bright.
As a child, she was exposed to a virus that gave her breathing difficulties. This required a tracheotomy, John.
So that's why she talks like
this. And left a surgical scar on her neck. And my number three, John, is Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Catherine Zeta
Douglas. Coming in at 5'8".
That's hot. I think she's pretty hot, yeah. You ever see that movie, The Terminal, with...
Jodie Foster?
No.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
I have not.
Pretty funny. How'd you like Wedding Crashers?
Loved it. Want to see it again. The first time I saw it, I saw all the crap, so the movie was 8 minutes longer. I want to see the theatrical release.
Ah, right.
Nice.
Should we go on to mine?
Number two,
Scott. She dressed in a James Bond movie, kind of like Raquel Welch, and she was offered a mojito by James Bond.
A mojito?
Mojito.
Damn.
Mojito? He says...
Ursula Andress?
Mojito?
Is that
no.
who it is? Man?
No.
No?
That'd be Halle Berry. Halle Berry.
Oh, I'm thinking of Sean Connery Bond.
Not the Sean Connery right. Bond, that stupid Irish fuck.
And the first African-American on your list, John.
Oh, that's right. I'm colorblind, Scott. I don't look at things like that.
I don't either.
Point it out to be cool. Hey, guess what? I have and now I have a Latino. Well, next is going to be Connie Chung. What? I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No,
you're number two?
No, but you're right. I'm colorblind too, John.
No, you're not.
But my taste buds still work, if you know what I'm saying.
You can taste the difference?
That's why they call it brown sugar, my man. All right. Yeah, I'll have to take that out in post. It'll be hard to do. It'll be hard to do with the music
no,
playing
won't.
In the background.
It's a joke.
It's a joke.
It's a joke.
Okay, my number two, John, is somebody on your list. And I think it's the only person that we share.
Hey,
Anne,
my wife.
Anne Margaret.
Nice. We shared her.
Fives. Comes in at 5'5". She's Swedish-born, John. Did you know that? And what really...
She looks it.
What really did it for me was Viva Las Vegas.
Viva Las
she
Vegas!
She was so goddamn hot in that movie.
Viva fucking Las Vegas!
I liked her in Carnal Knowledge. Of course she was in Tommy.
Yeah.
She played Tommy's mom. Now, if there's a fucking
Tommy,
MILF...
Can you hear me?
The greatest MILF of all time would be Anne Margaret, in my opinion.
When she's drunk and smoking cigarettes?
No doubt.
What the fuck you looking at, asshole? What the fuck are you looking at?
Did you know that she appeared on a talent show on TV, similar to Ed McMahon's talent show? What the hell is that thing called?
Star Search!
Star Search, similar to Star Search. This was in the 60s, and she lost.
That's funny, Johnny.
To a man who played Lady of Spain by blowing into a leaf. She also appeared in a cartoon show, The Flintstones, as Anne Margrock.
Right, Anne
And she
Margrock.
Speaks Swedish fluently, John.
Swedish, does she? I
but
didn't know she
damn,
spoke the Swedish.
Anne Margaret.
And
Lindsay Lohan, in my opinion, could attain Anne Margaret status. You
wasn't
know what I'm saying?
Wasn't the Lawrence Welk a Swedish?
It might
or was
be.
Was he Austrian?
No, I think he was from Mansfield. But
no,
maybe,
he wasn't.
No, but here's the deal.
I'm
maybe
on a tool.
because my attraction for Anne Margaret is so great, maybe that's why Lindsay Lohan even made it into my top 10, John.
Ah, right.
You see what I'm saying?
She
there?
Looks a lot like her, man. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. You got the vision.
So I think Lindsay Lohan owes her status, in my opinion anyway, to Anne Margaret. There you go.
Ah.
All right, John. You're number one.
Number one. Number one. My lovely wife.
We have two women in common, John.
No, my wife too? You want yours is my wife?
No.
Oh, not the same woman in common. Two of what?
No. Okay, so what's your real number one?
Come in here and read it.
Come on. Katie Kirk, number 10.
Yeah. It's right, right here in black and white.
All right, John.
My lovely, lovely wife.
My, that's a fabulous. She
to be.
She was in my honorable mention.
Oh.
All right then. So we're ready for my number one.
Yeah.
All right. I can tell you that my number one is not my wife.
Ladies and gentlemen. Scott's number one.
John, my number one.
I'm trying to get in the mood.
Has been on the cover of more than 600 magazines worldwide.
I should have been playing this for all your stupid fucking
Vogue. W. People, Harper's Bazaar, Elle, and Allure. She was named one of the people's 50 beautifulest people in 1993 and 2002. She ranked number 5 on Playboy's list of the 100 sexiest stars of the century. She spent a short time on welfare as a child, John. And she was the first supermodel to pose for Playboy.
Wow.
She was born in Illinois. And in 1997, Shape Magazine surveyed of Shape Magazine survey of 4,000 picked her as the second after Demi Moore as the most beautiful person in the world. And the last bit of trivia, John, is she used to date Val Kilmer.
Wow. Gina Davis?
My number one, John, is Cindy Crawford.
Whoa!
Coming in at 5'9.5". Cindy Crawford.
Cindy Crawford, 9'5.5". That's Scott's number one!
And I gotta tell you,
top
John.
Top 10 doables.
There's a photograph of Cindy Crawford. And she's on her belly. In a thong. And with her on her elbows. You know, so she's lifted off the ground.
Right.
And to me, that is the hottest goddamn photo I've ever seen.
Damn.
Ever seen.
Yeah. Huh. Really?
Yeah.
What's her name again? Oh, Cindy Crawford.
Cindy Crawford.
That piece of chocolate on her lip.
Right. The big mole.
Yeah, it's hot.
And she comes from DeKalb, John.
Yeah, I know that.
Not too far from us.
She was in that movie with one of the Baldwin boys.
Right.
Billy.
It was a horrible movie.
Yeah.
And everyone went to see that movie just
to see
because
her in the wet
Cindy
t-shirt
Crawford.
When she jumps in the water.
Doubt.
Yeah.
All right, John. I think we've finished our top tens.
That's right.
Let me ask
John
you this.
And Scott's top 10 doables here on AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. You got a question, Scott. What is it?
I forgot, man.
I'm trying to be professional. Oh. I did a radio voice and everything.
Send me your top 10 so we'll get that shit posted on the forum and see if we can rejuvenate that baby. If we can make that baby come back to life, John.
Oh, yes.
Because our forum is dead as a doornail.
It is.
And I think if Andy Dick started to post, maybe we'd get more people.
Get some dick anyway.
Yeah. Because I was just in a movie called Hoodwink.
Andy Dick.
And I played a
cute bunny rabbit.
Cute bunny rabbit.
Yeah.
Named Andy Dick, and I wagged my tail.
You know, I as a bunny rabbit, I was in the woods the other day, and a bear said to me, "Hey, does shit stick to your fur?" And I said, "No." And he began to wipe his ass with me.
It's only funny because I've never heard you say that one before. That's all.
Really?
Yeah, I usually hear these things like, damn, this is like the 20th time. All right, man. Now, Professor Tom, you calling him or I'm going to call him? What did we decide?
I told you, next time I'll call him.
All right, fuck that. I'll call him.
I haven't even called him the first
time. I'll even try to record it so I can bring it in.
We better ask him.
Ask him. Walks, ask him. Hey, Professor Tom, this is John from Total Talk Nonsense.
I'm like, you could do my voice. Yeah.
I could.
That's what I'll be saying. Hey, Tom, this is me, John, from AKC Total Talk Nonsense. I'm a dumbass.
Yeah. So anyway,
you are a dumbass.
I'll call Professor Tom.
John.
Because you won't do it.
Yeah.
And I'll set some shit up, man. Because I want to be a guest. And I have my, what do they call it? When you, a fetish. I have my fetish question all set for
you
Professor Tom. That's right.
It's out of sight.
It's about cock and ball torture.
Nice. Well, you know, it's time to go, Scott.
All right, then. So we've done our top 10. This is episode 38, part 2. We will not be doing a part 3.
Because
so
part one was so goddamn long.
We are not one click away anymore.
Yeah.
This is it, folks.
This is it. Heavy Metal episode was part two. So don't look for something else to click, because it ain't going to be there.
It ain't going to be there.
Yeah.
This is a truncated, unprepared version of Total Talk Nonsense.
Yeah.
And there you have it. Hey. What's that?
Yeah, I don't know.
You want me to get that?
Doorbell?
Or should we ignore it?
Just go check it out, would
all
you?
Right.
All right, go check.
All right, I'm going, man. I don't know why the door is so far. Hey, man. Evan, come on. Hop on my back.
All right. Hold on. Sit down, man. Hey, John, you can't see in here, but guess who's here?
Oh, Phil. Goddamn goose step of his.
You're right.
Yes, thank you, John. Thank you, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well we got to go. So thanks for coming in. Thanks again.
But wait a minute.
We got to go. Sorry.
All right, then. I'll see you next podcast. Can I at least give a station identification?
No.
Can I at least say who I am?
Who are you?
Could you play my music,
no,
please?
No.
That's the only reason I come in is to hear my theme song.
The end music.
All right. That's fine. Can you start it over again?
Thanks for coming, Phil.
Do it again. Please.
Thanks for coming, Phil.
John.
What?
I drove all the way down here. Please play it again. I'm getting very frustrated. That's not the music.
No?
No, that's not my music.
Your award-winning TTN.
All right, that's enough.
Thank you, John. And that was Phil McCracken. We call
right,
AKC
thank you.
Total Talk Nonsense.
Excellent.
Thanks
again
for having
for
me.
Coming.
Always a pleasure.
Get the fuck out.
Good to see you too, Scott.
God damn it. Out.
Oh, all right, I gotta go now.
All right.
Hey, thanks, Phil, man.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Gotta come in. All right, then.
Usually he goes, fuck you.
He seemed happy that he didn't have to give the news.
Yeah.
What's up with
maybe
that?
He's got a date.
Who knows?
With to really fill some real crack in. I think
maybe.
He's been doing it for money, though.
He could be. Oh, and next podcast, I'm going to bring in audio clips.
Did you say Scott?
I said, I don't know what I said. I'm going to bring in clips of when you and I, John, met Phil for the first time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's exciting stuff.
That's fucking out of sight.
So stay
man.
Tuned for that in episode 39, John. Are we going to do anything special for episode 40?
Special? Like what?
I don't know. Call somebody? We'll have
maybe.
Be able to call people, right?
I thought we were going
to
do a video.
Oh, yeah, right.
Right.
Not tomorrow, but on Thursday, we're going to be hooking up video cameras and videotaping a practice.
Right.
Right. And then we'll try to post that into our versed video cast.
A vast video. Yeah. Is that like a
but first? Here's what I'm thinking for our 40th.
Yeah.
We get the phone thing hooked up, right? So we can make calls.
Yeah.
We can make calls.
Right.
And record them through the mixing board.
Right.
And we call
okay.
for our 40th all the guests that have been on our show
yeah.
to thank them, and especially TP. Can't wait to talk to him.
Right, right.
Then we call Punky.
Wow.
So we prearrange that because there's like
expensive.
A time difference, isn't there?
Yeah.
And we call them. And
it'll be about 3 a.m. when we start our podcast.
What?
Yeah. 7 hours ahead.
7 hours ahead. Yeah, I guess so.
All Wake right,
that's
up.
Not going to work.
Yeah.
Maybe we can figure out a time to do that where you and I can get together earlier in the day and just record it.
Right.
And then, you know, put it in and post.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll figure something out. And then is there anybody else you want to call for our 40th?
I don't know. The W?
We can call, if we haven't called Professor Tom, we can call him.
Right.
No, yeah. That's 2 episodes away, right?
Yeah.
No, we'll have talked to him by then.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we'll make one prank call.
Now. Shut up.
Let's make a prank call.
What are you, 7?
Yeah.
Hey, is your refrigerator running? Yeah. You better catch it before it runs across the street.
No, we can do better prank calls, especially if we get the phone hooked into the mixing board, because then we can use the soundboards.
Do you got Prince Albert in the can?
And we can have Arnold prank call somebody, or Sylvester Stallone prank call somebody, right?
Am He's I yelling, right? Please let me out, let me out.
Am I right about that?
What? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we could use the soundboards to make prank calls.
No. Yeah, we could.
All right then, John. I'm about wrapped up, finished up.
I'm Tommy.
You think we should put a cliff notes of the second part together?
John Hancock.
Sure.
Maybe a cliff notes of episode 38 altogether.
Hold me.
What do you mean, a cliff notes?
Cliff notes like we've done before. Where we put like 4-minute cliff note together. An audio clip.
Sure.
A preview.
Right.
If you will. All right, there you have it.
There we go. You could do it with the computer. All right, we got to go. Can we go now?
Of course.
All right, later.
What time are we at?
We're at 11:30.
No. For the episode.
48 minutes.
So we can take 48 and 60. We did 128 minutes.
We can't shut up.
We usually only do 120 minutes, 340
we
minutes.
We did 108 minutes.
You said 60 and 48.
Yeah. God, the math wizard. Oh my God.
That's why I'm going to the university right. now, John. So I can talk like this. Because I hadn't seen it yet. I hadn't done seen it yet, John.
John, I'm fixing to fuck you in the ass.